Hungry children like these have become the face of an unfolding crisis across Eastern Africa, categorized as the world's worst drought in the last 60 years. Young children and old women who are the most vulnerable remain hard hit by the current drought. United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, say women and children need immediate rations to survive. UNICEF admits that the aid it is providing is not enough to sustain the affected people and is calling on all stakeholders to intervene. The situation in Kenya is getting worse owing to an influx of refugees at Dadaab. An estimated 10,000 new Somali refugees are arriving every week, overwhelming and stretching aid agencies and the Kenyan government. Thousands of Somali nationals are streaming into Kenya, fleeing the harsh drought in the Horn of Africa.
All of these people live on the edge in any case, and this perfect storm is tipping them over into really acute and severe needs.
Recent statistics released by UNICEF say over 385,000 children in Kenya are at risk of death if aid does not reach them in the shortest time possible. 90,000 pregnant and lactating women are suffering from acute malnutrition. Pastoralist communities continue across the region to bear the brunt of the dry spell. Hundreds of cattle perishing as owners await government livestock offtake programs that are delayed or simply not there.
We are only surviving on the little available water.
As we can see, it is an alarming situation. This country has been experiencing drought from late last year to early this year to where we are now. We know two rain seasons have failed, and predictions are the third one would fail.
As the struggle continues, more than 10 million people are in urgent need of food aid in the Horn of Africa, of which 4 million people are Kenyans. The Kenyan government admits that it is overwhelmed by the refugee crisis in the country. Local humanitarian organizations are now challenging the Kenyan government to find a long-term solution to the crisis that hits the country every year during the dry season. Alifia Nurani reporting for Press TV, Nairobi, Kenya.